Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Michael, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you guys doing this Friday?
We're great. It's a nice Friday, end of the week. We get it all figured out.
Better than John Marino.
Yeah, better than John Marino is right. All right, let's talk about things. Chris brought this up, and I think it's a good point. And I think that the only answer is Tristan Jarry is a number one goalie. But maybe you can dive deeper into this. From the time that the new management team took over to right now, what true things have they learned about this hockey team? Because they've kind of been up and down, back and forth. What have they learned? What have Burke and Hextall learned about this hockey team?
I think one of the biggest things that they've learned is that this is an inconsistent hockey team right now. That was one of the things that Ron Hextall pointed out himself when we talked to him a couple of days ago, and since that time, as you mentioned, up and down, up and down, up and down, and it's not just that they're winning and losing games, because every team is going to win and lose games. It's the fashion in which they're doing so, where, you know, so last night, obviously, okay, so last night was like kind of both sides of the Penguins, where they come out incredibly strong, three goals, you're thinking they're going to roll through this big, in-state divisional rival team. And then they just kind of like let the foot off the gas and let the Flyers come back. The game before that was this emotional win, first game back with fans, great victory. The game before that was one of their worst losses of the season, where they lost 2-0. I mean, I could go on and on and on with this team. And it's been not just inconsistency from a team perspective, but you could see why it's happening because it's from a player-to-player perspective. You started this by saying that Tristan Jarry is the number one goalie. And we've started so many of these Friday interviews talking about how Tristan Jarry was struggling and did they need to address the goaltending. And it's like the same thing. Chris Letang has been one of the biggest reasons why they've had success recently. He has 5 goals in the last little bit here, but it took until the 15th game of the season for him to score a goal at all. Same Kasperi Kapanen gets benched. And then he comes back and scores a game winner. Then he gets moved down in the lineup, and he comes back and scores 2 goals. And that's just kind of been the story of the Penguins, I think, is it's just been kind of up and down. And Mike Sullivan even acknowledged it last night that it's frustrating as a coach when, you're trying to fix one thing, you think you got it fixed, and all of a sudden it's like a game of whack-a-mole and something else pops up.
Mike Sullivan also said last night things about buy-in and commitment, and I'm curious, if he's not able to get these guys to buy in and commit on a nightly basis to how he wants them to play, to bring it back to the question of Burke and Hextall, how do those guys view that?
You can't view it well, but, you know, in some ways I think that maybe, you know, sometimes you don't know what to say after a loss, right? And, you know, often they lean on things like if they start to give up a couple goals, some players will say, well, we weren't ready to play. And often that's just kind of their way of saying, yeah, we let up some goals early on. So when he says buy-in and commitment, I think what he's just talking about is they just lost track of their defensive zone coverages. Like they just blacked out for a second and forgot what defensive zone coverages mean. And so for him, when he's saying buy-in and commitment, I think what he's trying to say is, we're telling you to play a certain way in the defensive zone. You know, we're counting on you to fulfill your assignment, and you're not doing it. You're deciding to chase down the puck in the corner when we need you standing in front of the net, which is what happened a couple instances, or you know, there needs to be some communication between John Marino and Evgeny Malkin. I don't know who's responsible for passing off who there at that point. But, you know, I think that's kind of what he's getting at there is they're telling them how to play a certain way, and the players on the ice aren't doing that.
You know, Mike, and you mentioned the defensive zone coverage, which was obvious, and I agree. It's like, well, whose fault is it? Is it always the defenseman, or is it sometimes the centerman? And quite honestly, McCann should, when he's playing on that line with Malkin, he should take on the center defensive responsibilities, I think. But anyway, I think one thing that's lost in the absence of Sid is that when Malkin went with Rust and with Guentzel, is that those guys are both really good defensively, and that whatever shortcomings he has in his own end, it's covered up by those guys. And then last night when he's got McCann and Kapanen, it was just exposed.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. You know, I really liked the idea of that line last season, where it was a bounce back year for Evgeny Malkin. It was a career year for Brian Rust. And had Jake Guentzel not gotten injured, it would have been another 40-goal season for him. And actually, he was better with Malkin as his center last season than he was with Crosby, which was kind of surprising if you look back at a number of different stats, whether it's points or whether it's some of those more advanced stats. But, I mean, it would take a big leap of faith for Mike Sullivan to decide to move Jake Guentzel and Brian Rust off of that Crosby line. So I was kind of intrigued by the idea of maybe – you know, Malkin getting a couple games with those guys, those better wingers, to maybe reignite his game. Instead they get Sidney Crosby back. So, one way or another, they've got to figure things out there. You know, we've talked so much about Evgeny Malkin, and it's just kind of puzzling to me because last year, you know, he had all the points. You know, he was among on a per game basis, he was among the top five players in the league last year. And he'd been healthy the first month of the season. He very easily could have won the Hart Trophy. But then, you know, more than that, Mike Sullivan would consistently point to Malkin playing away from the puck and how he was playing in his own zone. And, you know, you're not seeing either one of those things this year with Malkin. I think that, you know, he's still kind of like you see flashes of the big guy, but it's just not the same. And as you're mentioning, especially in the defensive zone.
Text us, Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. You know the number. It's 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Mike DeFabo, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. What happens when Dumoulin's healthy?
Well, Mark Friedman kind of solved that one for them.
Yeah, maybe.
Where, you know, when he got injured. So I would assume that it's going to be just he jumps back in with his familiar partner, Chris Letang. And then the Marino-Matheson thing seems to have worked. You know, it didn't work great last night. There was some miscommunication there, but I think that their skill sets are kind of complementary, and then probably Pettersson and CeCe is what I would guess.
Let me ask you something observationally from last evening. It seemed like, for some odd reason, I mean, did they hold something against Friedman? Philly did? It felt like they targeted him from the jump. Like, every time they were able to get an extra shot on him, every time they wanted to – was there bad blood beyond something on the surface?
You know, I wonder about that as well, because it really did seem like that. I think that he's probably a little bit of a chirper on the ice. When we talked to him a couple of days ago, he kind of took pride in drawing a penalty against the Flyers and came out and said there's no friends on the ice. And, I mean, it was like that was a prophetic quote from him where he came out then, and it was just like either he was trying to deliver a big hit or they were trying to clobber him, and eventually they got the – you know, they got the last hit on him, knocking him out of the game. So, I mean, he's an interesting player. He's a small guy, but he said that he takes pride in being feisty and mixing it up a little bit. You saw it last night.
Penguins reporter Mike DeFabo, the Post-Gazette, with us here on the Fan Morning Show. John Marino this year, Mike, has had moments where he's looked really solid, but he's also lost a lot of those wow moments that he had last year. And I don't remember him looking altogether lost at all last season as he did on multiple occasions last night. So do we have a John Marino problem, or is this just what happens when a guy is faced with, I don't know, a punchback or a pushback from the rest of the league in his second year?
I think it's a couple of things with John Marino. First of all, I think that last year they kind of just wanted him to be a steady stay-at-home defenseman, and he did such a good job of that. And for the most part, he was like using his skating and using his poise to make the right decision and make simple decisions. And now this year, they were kind of looking for him to take that next step offensively and use that same poise and skating ability in the offensive zone and contribute to offense more. And I almost wonder if they're just asking too much for him, from him. You know, not only were they playing him in more of an expanded role, playing more minutes, but early on this year, they were playing him on his offside. They were really asking a lot of this guy who does not have a lot of NHL experience. And until last night or until recently, I actually thought that he had been playing better, playing his natural right side. I thought that that really helped him to be back where he was comfortable. So, last night he didn't have his best shiny moments for sure. But I think that the key for him is to just kind of get back to what he did as a rookie, where he wasn't trying to do too much. And because of that, he was doing just the right amount. And I think that's kind of the key for him right now is just, play within yourself a little bit, use the poise, use your skating. And, I think that could be the key for him to kind of getting his game back on track.
It still was amazing though, last night with those guys on the ice, how there weren't one, but two guys that were wide open in the crease, which was just unbelievable. But at any rate, speaking of his partner, Matheson, something that seems to be happening with alarming regularity is how opposing forwards are able to go around him and then duck back in front of the goaltender. It seems to happen about five times every game. You would think at some point that he'd be able to do something about that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, and you would think, too, they've talked about him being a really elite skater. You would think he would be able to use his skating to be positionally sound defensively. But I think that this is kind of just the Mike Matheson experience, where he's going to allow something like that in the defensive zone and then head up the ice and attempt a wraparound and do something wild. Or as I saw Colin tweet, try some dude perfect stuff, banging the puck off the boards and then getting it back and score and almost scoring a goal. I think that's really my big thing with Mike Matheson is kind of the same thing with Chris Letang, where he's going to have these moments in the defensive zone where you're just like, what's up with this guy? Why would he do that? Or how can he allow a guy to get to the net like that? And then he's going to do something in the offensive zone that you're going to be like, oh my God, like how did he do that? And so for me, it's a matter of, can he make enough of those wow moments in the offensive zone to balance out some of these defensive zone lapses? And at times this season he has, and at times this season he has not.
All right, lady says she's 118 years old. You believe anybody's 118, yes or no, why or why not?
Well, what I like about it is the ones where they ask, like, what's your secret? And often a lot of them are like, I drink a Miller Lite for lunch. I start drinking Miller Lite. It's always alcohol.
A cigarette.
They're always saying that's the key to it.
Yeah.
I
have a shot of Old Granddad before bed every night.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, they all have like a couple weird quirky things that I can't figure out. It's always like, I have two ho-hos every night, and yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Question to Fabo, is the lady 118 or not?
Yes, you think so or not? Or you think she's off by a couple years? 118, rural Japan, yes or no?
I would say no. I mean, I think that probably that they lied about her age so that she could get married earlier.
There we go.
And it is.
Yep. See?
I'm not buying it.
You're skeptical.
I want to see the birth certificate.
There's a lot of Albert Pujols action happening here. I'm telling you, this is just not
in reverse.
Yes, it's not happening. It's like, who was the? And thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. Always good to talk to you. Have a great weekend, and hopefully the Pens get it back on track tomorrow. You're the best. Thank you, Michael.
Hey, appreciate you guys. Thank you.
All righty.
Thanks, Mike.
Jim, who was that one pitcher that had a real great sort of second half of the year for the Pirates? Eddie, or whatever his name was, right?
Edison Volquez. Oh, yeah.
That was the greatest case in Pirate history I ever saw. There was the man lied about – somebody goes to me in the clubhouse one day. They go, hey, you think Eddie's the right age? And I go, He lied about his name for a decade.
Name, yeah.
You think it's above him to lie about his age?
The player to be named
yes,
later.
Yes, but see, and a player asked me that. A player walked up to me. They go, "You really think Eddie is the right age?" And I said, he played under a different name from the time he was 12 till he was 22. You think he's not going to lie about his age? Come on, let's talk about this.
Here's the thing about this 118-year-old lady from Japan.
Yes.
If she, I completely believe DeFabo's logic of she probably lied about her age by a couple years so she could get married young, okay? Because we read in the story she got married at 19. So maybe she was only 16 when she got married, right?
You don't During get any more than almost.
Yeah, you don't get any more than like 3 or 4 years shaved off in that scenario. So she's still got to be like 114, 115.
Okay. All I said is, yeah, that's a good run. I mean, that's
damn impressive. Yeah,
that's a really good run. Half of that is a pretty good run, you know? I mean, if you think about it, it's an okay run. Just poking at Jim a little bit. I wanted to see if he'd chime in.
Half of that's only 59. I mean, come on.
I know. You're already, you bet the over and you hit already, Jim. Anyway.
That's right.
Yeah. Only guy bet we've QL had that one. Posting up every single time.
I love it.
Eddie.
Is Garrett Cole the ultimate guy doesn't fit the voice person in the world? Like, if you looked at Garrett Cole and you were like, how does he speak? And then you hear his voice, you're like,
the only guy we've had all year posting up every single time is Eddie.
All right, we got to get back to some Ben talk.
That's who. He's pitching tomorrow, by the way, against Keller.
I know, in Bradenton, in front of
Tyone going to too?
17 people.
I don't know. I didn't see the advance for the Yankees.
It stinks because that would be bonkers if it was a regular. You know what I mean? To see Garrett Cole pitch.
Yeah.
Like I remember when Kutch came up from Clearwater and stuff. You know, and or in the Yankees were there, and there were different people that had gone different places. It goes nuts whenever you have a good bill. At Lee Comm Park, if you will, it's a fun time.
Former Marauder.
Former Marauder is right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us, and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.